A 20-year-old woman remains in critical condition after being shot in Jacksonville yesterday morning. The only available information comes from a press release from the Jacksonville Police Department. Officers received a report of shots fired in the 1100 block of North Clay at around 3:45 a.m. Sunday. Upon arrival, officers located a black female with a gunshot wound. The press release states that evidence was recovered during the investigation that indicates multiple shots were fired. The victim, whose name is not being released, was taken to Passavant Area Hospital and later transported to Memorial Hospital in Springfield. Anyone with more information on the shooting is encouraged to contact the Jacksonville Police Department at 479-4636.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to a great pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
I'm getting ready to go trick-or-treating, and I want to find a great pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Now trick-or-treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first-quality carpets, first-quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made three arrests last night. 28-year-old Justin Stone of the 800 block of Illinois was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 4:15 p.m. for domestic battery. Stone remains in custody. 28-year-old Randy Williamson of the 1200 block of Park Place was arrested at the Jacksonville police station at around 6:15 p.m. for burglary. Williamson is free on bond. 42-year-old Eric Woldridge of the 300 block of West College was arrested in the 200 block of West Morgan at around 11:15 p.m. for disorderly conduct. Woldridge remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made one arrest yesterday. 45-year-old Roberta Roberts of Murrayville was arrested in the 200 block of South McDonald in Murrayville at around 8:45 a.m. for criminal trespass to property, resisting a peace officer, disorderly conduct, and possession of cannabis. According to reports, Roberts went into a residence without permission, took a bucket of eggs in the bed of a pickup truck, and broke them over the front of the building. Roberts has been released on bond. A U.S. senator from Illinois is introducing legislation designed to help college students manage costs by making textbooks more easily accessible. The Affordable College Textbook Act, introduced by Dick Durbin and fellow Democrats Al Franken of Minnesota and Angus King of Maine, would create a competitive grant program to support the creation and use of open college textbooks, which are available under an open license, allowing free access. Durbin noted that in 2012, faculty at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign created an open textbook using federal funds that was published electronically for free use.
They created a textbook entitled Sustainability, a Comprehensive Foundation, and the textbook was published electronically for free and open use. You can go online today and find it. Instead of students shelling out about $150 for this introductory environmental sustainability class textbook, they get the textbook free online. Direct savings to the students.
According to a Senate press release, the average student budget for college books and supplies during the 2014-2015 academic year was $1,225. McMurray College juniors Brady Milnes and Rachel Kerr share their thoughts on Friday about textbooks.
Freshman year, I bought them all through the bookstore. Sophomore year, I bought about half and half, and this year, I bought them all offline.
What difference does that make?
I can buy more stuff that I want to because I save like $300, $400 buying them online instead of buying them at the bookstore.
What would you do without textbook? Would you be able to, you know, get through your class?
No, I use them for pretty much every class. Basically, if we don't have them, we can't do some of our homework and we can't get the grades that we need to have.
Durbin notes we live in an age where many students are ordering books online at a deep discount.
When we live in an age of access to internet where students wouldn't be caught without their laptop, we have to really understand that the traditional textbook market is changing. Let's make a change for the benefit of these students.
And the legislation is less likely to impact Illinois college students, as the college announced a change this year in policy that incorporates the cost of purchasing textbooks into tuition. And this bill was originally introduced in the 113th Congress in 2013, but did not advance. Previous Durbin legislation responded to reports of publishers driving up costs of textbooks by releasing new editions with little new material. You can find out more about the specifics of the Affordable College Textbook Act of 2015 by visiting the story on WLDS.com. Meanwhile, in the House of Representatives, Congressman Roddy Davis isn't subtle about his pro-life stance, but he believes fellow Republicans in the House are getting out of hand with the defund message.
The problem is now I get asked, I have to answer questions about how pro-life I am because many people in my party set up this whole defund Planned Parenthood argument. And there's no way to defund Planned Parenthood because there's no line item in the federal budget that says Planned Parenthood. What they do is they bill for Medicaid services. They bill for Medicare services. They are a fee for service. And then, oh, by the way, the states are the ones who dole out money to organizations like that. So we've done everything we can to try and legislatively set up success in ensuring that they won't get any federal funds while they're being investigated for these terrible videos. But unfortunately, many of my own party set up a fight and a battle that they knew we couldn't win. And now we have to answer for it.
The Greene County Republican headed to Cuba this weekend in a bid to boost trade opportunities for Illinois farmers.
Okay, you know that Elm City Center shreds paper. You know what else we do? We provide services for about 170 adults with intellectual disabilities. Most come to our day programs Monday through Friday, and yes, some of them shred paper. Others spend time learning daily living skills, mowing acres of commercial property, packaging products in our workshop, or participating in community activities. After all the talk about shredding paper, I know it's hard to believe we do anything else, but we do. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
The Illinois Department of Transportation is issuing an advisory about traffic on Interstate 72 for tomorrow morning. IDOT says there will be intermittent full closures of I-72 at mile markers 21 and 22 near Barry between 10 and 10:30 a.m. IDOT officials say the Pike County Highway closure is necessary for utility crews to replace power lines and that motorists should expect travel delays during this time. One news note to tell you about this morning. Local courthouses closed today because of Columbus Day observation.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.